Welcome back to Rob's Reliability Project. I'm Rob Kalvarowski. On this week's episode, I welcome Peter Finn to the show. Peter is the host of the Full Production Podcast and the Managing Director of Phase Contracting. You're coming from a little bit of an operations background and then also a safety background. What have you seen in terms of good reliability practices or bad reliability practices? Like, what stuck out at you over your career?
Yeah, it's funny that you bring up maintenance. So I mentioned a guy earlier in the podcast called Joshua Douch from Voltake. So me and him are about to become business partners. So Josh is a diesel mechanic turned auto electrician. My best mate, Jay Robbo, he's over in Canada. He's Oztech Industries, runs a lot of Red Seal mechanics. And then also with Josh coming on board, we're about to start Phase Maintenance Services. And I've also got some really good mates, QMRC, Damien McDonald, who's come on the podcast. And these guys do a lot of machinery rebuild. So my dad's been an electrician and growing up around this mechanical field, I probably kicked myself that I never did do a trade in full. Obviously, I have done education, but I've never done a trade. But, you know, you want to talk about the maintenance stuff. And, you know, we've talked about Gerard Wood, who's come on your podcast, and a good friend of mine. I'm actually going to see him next couple of weeks in Brisbane. And he wrote that book called Simplifying Mining Maintenance. And, you know, the key word there is simplifying. Let's just keep this shit basic. Let's keep the workshop clean. You know, we're all talking about innovation and technology and all this other stuff. Like, you know, and I tell you what, you know, technology is changing, so we've got to evolve with it. But I personally believe, you know, sometimes, you know, OEMs and even you know, mechanical people can recreate the wheel when it doesn't need to be created, when it's all about keeping things really simple. That's one thing I took home from Gerard, was keeping things really simple. And a lot of the tradesmen people that I know is that, you know, is going, well, let's get it back to the basic foundations of what's going to make us more productive by having more reliable machinery, and what are we doing to improve it. And I think the data collection is becoming a big thing now. Like, I even see, you know, CAT, you know, are trying to, you know, consolidate all their data samples from oil from all over the world and start to give, like, real-life trends of, you know, what machinery is doing. And, you know, we're getting to a point where even components now, if you're that good at collecting data, you can even tell roughly when components are going to go or when's a good time to change it out to prevent a breakdown. You know, even a lot of stationary fixed plant machinery. And you can literally now track it and go, okay, these rollers at this speed of the conveyor belt over this period of time are only going to last 30,000 hours. So we know at 25,000, it's worth stopping to change them out. Save us having an unexpected breakdown on a night shift, which is going to cost us 12 hours. So, you know, and then we're putting it back on the manufacturers or the OEMs and saying, hey, this is the trend we're picking up with your rollers. You know, what are you going to do differently? Because we know when we trial these other rollers from XYZ as a company, that they can go 40,000 consistently. So, you know, we're getting back to that quality side. And you know, sometimes in maintenance in particular, and I was talking to QMRC guys about it, that, you know, sure, you can go for the cheapest company that's going to rebuild your machine, but that's necessarily not going to be the best option. Cheapest is never the best. So, yeah, I think it's, you know, keeping it basic and having that open, transparent relationship and doing the simple things right. That's me personally. And I don't know whether that resonates with your audience, mate, or even you personally.
No, I think it does. And I think that, like, a lot of what we talk about on this show, like, we have experts that are coming on that are, you know, get into the nuts and bolts of predictive maintenance or RCM or root cause analysis. But a lot of, there's kind of two aspects, right? So there's the AI people who are doing the cutting edge technology. But a lot of what they come on and talk about is getting back to the shop floor and really interacting with the maintenance guys and the operators to get. Because if you sit in your office and you do reliability, like, it's all fun and good, but you didn't change anything until you change the way the guy drives the truck, or you change the way the guy, you know, does his PM, right?